a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, the John and Dan Show presents The Elders, Adventures in Companionship, featuring Elder Bush and Elder Barry. This morning, Elder Bush and Elder Barry are a little bit worried about their finances.
Where does it go, Elder Bush? Where does it all go?
Where does what go, Elder Barry?
All the money. It seems like only yesterday I got that $25 check from my mother and father in Milford, and now it's all gone.
I know what you mean, Elder Barry. Before you transferred in, my old companion and I used to go down to the Jackson Hole Med Center and sell our vital life-sustaining fluids.
Oh, yes, Elder. Many times during my missionary service, I have also contemplated earning extra money at the Plasma Palace.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't that a sin, Elder?
No, not if you give your 10%.
But that would only leave me with approximately $10.80 per visit.
Is that after taxes?
Yes, that's after my 10% and taxes.
You know, Elder, if we both go down and combine our funds, perhaps we'll have enough to pick up our dry cleaning.
Elder, how about eating?
But, Elder, we ate last week.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Next time on the Elders try and decide how to split up their last hot dog. Elder Barry, maybe instead of cutting this hot dog in half, it would be better to cut it right down the middle.
But, Elder Bush, if we slice it up in pieces, we could save some for dessert.
I like your way of thinking, Elder. Our zone leader would be proud.
And many of you are saying, I would know that, anywhere. These is fabulo. And as you know, I am the greatest lover of women in all of the world. My friends, it has been a while since I have been with you, no? But now, you can rest easy, huh? Because I, Fabulo, am here with today's lesson in love. It is how to love a man who is on a diet. my friends. Many men, when the new year comes, take a moment to look in the mirror. Or maybe if these men has really packed on the weight over the holidays, it takes more than a moment to look in the mirror, no? It could take many days to survey the vast acreage of flab, which hangs down in clumps like plastic bags full of cottage cheese. And you, as an elegant, gorgeous, and slender woman, will turn to these men and say, my love, I would love to grab onto your love handles, as I have done many times in the past. But you are such a blubbo, I would need hands the size of Carl Malone's. But my love, these men retorts, it is a new year, and I have decided to go on a diet and slim down to a more appealing waist size, say, 56. Yes, my love. And then these woman, she will say back to the man, ah, my love, do you not remember back in 82 when we first married? I looked at you lovingly and I said, I would love you no matter what you look like. Because looks are not so important. And the man says, yes, my love. And the woman says, well, I lied. Either you dump 50 pounds by Easter, or I am going to start going out with your brother, no? And so, my friends, today's lesson in love, as we recap, if you have managed to fill out a bit during the holidays, perhaps you need to start seeing a new woman, huh? And her name is Jenny Craig. And I know all of these things because I am slender and I am thin. I am not flabulo. I am fabulo. And I am the greatest lover of women in all of the world. I will return.